Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Tes in Meseches Beitza, the 633rd daf in Shas. It is the third day of Chol HaMoed Pesach here in Arzenu Kedosha, and I'm recording this in the plains of Yehuda and Beit Shemesh Darom in a park. And the noise that you'll be hearing in the background, I wouldn't be surprised, as we learn together, is the sounds of children. In a way of fulfillment of the Navi of Zechariah, Uberchovo Seir Yimalu, Yiladim Viladas Mesachakim, not only in Yerushalayim, but even throughout the plains of Yehuda. While the children play, we will continue learning the halachos of immersing utensils that are Tamei on Shabbos. We had discussed in yesterday's Gemara a few different opinions for the rationale of the prohibition of immersing utensils. One of the most predominant reasons are that a person will come to be misaken a kli, to make a kli that wasn't usable, and that is an iser derabanan. Our daf will then continue to discuss, as well on the top of Yutessa Amid Aleph, the issue of being matbil, a utensil that became tame and erev yom tov during bein hashmashos, and then we will have a new mishnah on Yutessa Amid Aleph, and that will deal with the famous machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. In fact, one of the earliest machlokios between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and that is going to be the issue of smicha on Yom Tov. There is a mitzvah for the owners to do smicha on a carbon. Can that be done on Yom Tov or not? And we're going to discuss the parameters of that machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. On Yutessa Mebeis, the Gemara will expand its discussion in regards to whether we bring a carbon taida on the shalosh regalim. In fact, we're going again. Today's daf is going to be in Yonah Diyama because we're going to discuss that carbon taida cannot be brought on Pesach because of the chametz that comes along with it. And the Gemara will discuss other halachos in regards to karbanos during the shalosh regalim. So let's Bezer Hashem pick up a few lines from the bottom on Yud Chesam Abayis, 10 lines from the bottom. V'shavin shemashkin es hamayim b'kli evan. We learned in yesterday's Mishnah that one, on the one hand, is not allowed to immerse a utensil to make it tahar for on Yom Tov. Yet at the same time, if you want to draw water, and for that matter, take water that is tame and put it in water that is tar, that would be acceptable. My aval lo matbilin, asks the Gemara. The Lashon Mishnah over there was v'shavin shemashkin es hamayim b'kli evan, that you're allowed to put the water in a stone utensil litaron to make them pure. Aval lo matbilin, but you're not allowed to immerse. What does it mean you're not allowed to immerse? Amar Shmuel ein matbilin sakli al gab beimemav litaro b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to immerse a utensil that requires tevila and use that to place the water that you want to be matar in that utensil, that once you do one immersion, then the other one would become tar as well. Mani masnisen, loy Rebbe v'loy Rabbanan. What comes out is that our mission is not consistent with neither the opinion of Rebbe nor the opinion of the Rabban. The Sanya, we learned in a brisa, ein matbilin es hakli, al gav meimav letaroi, ve'ein mashkin es hamayim b'kli, evan letaron divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, you're not allowed to even, he disagrees with what we said in our Mishnah, says you're not allowed to even be metaher the water. So Rebbe can't be the tan of our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah we learned that you are able to be matar. The Chacham are of the opinion, matbilin kli al gav meimav letaro, u'mashkin es hamayim b'kli evan letaron. Rebbe Chachamim say that you're allowed to be matbil the kli when you're purifying the water. Mani, who then does our Mishnah follow? E Rebbe Kasha Hashaka. If it's Rebbe, then it's inconsistent with our Mishnah because our Mishnah allows Hashaka. Our Mishnah allows one to be mitar the mayim. E Rabbanon Kasha Hatbala. And if we're going to follow the opinion of Rabbanon, then Hatbala is going to be difficult. In other words, purifying the utensil is not going to work as well. Says that's not going to fit, because in our Mishnah, we said, according to the opinion of Shmuel, you can't purify the utensil, agav, hamayim, along with the water. So answers the Gemara, three lines from the bottom, Yuchas on the base. Iba yisem a Rebbe, Iba yisem a Rabban. It could work both according to Rebbe as well as the Rabban. Iba yisem a Rebbe, it could work according to the opinion of Rebbe. Reisha de Braisa b'yomtif, v'seifa b'Shabbos. The Braisa's opening lines are talking about Yom Tov. The Seifa is talking about Shabbos. The Kula Masnisan and our entire Mishnah, the Yom Tov, is talking about Yom Tov. In other words, we'll split apart the Braisa. When the Braisa says that Hatpola is Aser and Hashaka is Mutter, that's talking about Yom Tov. And the Seifa that says even Hashaka is Aser is talking about Shabbos. And our Mishnah is entirely talking about Yom Tov, which says that you could do Hashaka on Yom Tov, but you can't be matbil. So the Hashaka that's permissible is on Yom Tov. When the Hashaka is prohibited, that's going to be on Shabbos. Here's the Gemara on top of Yutesam and Al Vibayisem Rabbanon. Or if you want, we could learn that, really, we could say that our mission is going according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon who are matir, even being Tovil, the Kli that's Tameh Agav Hamayim, that once you're purifying the water, you could also immerse the utensil. However, there's no problem with our mission that prohibits immersing the utensil. The Kula Masnisan b'Shabbos, because the entire Mishnah is talking about Shabbos. And on Shabbos, then even the Rabbanan would agree that one is not allowed to purify the utensil, Agav Hamayim. And so therefore, our Mishnah could also follow the Rabbanan. Mark continues on the second line from the top of Yud Tes Amud Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan. If there's a utensil that has become Tameh on Erev Yom Tif, then one is not allowed to do the immersion during Bein Hashmashos because it is already Safek Laila and it's prohibited to immerse the utensils on Yom Tif as we learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Yomer Af Becholing Matbilinosa. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri says, outside of the issue of, let's take the explanation we had of the Gemara that appears as Tikkun Kli, there's another reason that it's problematic to immerse during Bein Hashmashos, and that is Mepnei Shetzarech Herev Shemesh, because we know that the halacha is that something that is Tameh is called a Tful Yom, that is a Mesechta in Meseches Taharas, and is not entirely, dear son corrects me, Seder Taharas, and that utensil cannot be used for Kodshim until the sun sets. So there are two parts, the process of immersing a utensil. One process is immersing it in a mikveh. The other is that afterwards it's considered tful yom, and after Harav Shemesh, it could be used for kachim. Argues Rav Shimon Shizuri, if you're going to do a Bein Hashmashos, so then it's already Safik Laila, and you cannot use it that night or the next day because it still hasn't had Harav Shemesh. The Gemara continues, V'tana kama lo boi Harav Shemesh, and the Tana kama does not require Her Shemesh. It's a pasuk, Uva HaShemesh V'Taher. It's a pasuk that says that you need Her Shemesh. So Gemara leaves off with a question. Amar Rav Ashkechinu L'Rabban Devei Rav D'Yasvi Ka'amri. That the Pnei Yeshiva of Rav suggested the following teretz. B'machshavtoi Nikeres Mitoich Maisav Kamiflagi. Everybody agrees that the halacha is that there's a requirement of Her Shemesh. However, over here, our Shaila is a different issue. The Hechi Dami, we're talking about a case of where his intention, his mindset is clear from his actions. And that might affect this concern about the utensil not having Harav Shemesh. How? Kigoyin denokit mona biyada. He takes the utensil in his hand. V'rot v'azel bein hashmashas lat bule. And he goes and he runs during bein hashmashas to do tefillah. Mar savar haide karoet v'azel. May the yada that shows the boy Harav Shemesh. Notice he's trying to get in the Harav Shemesh that shows that that's important. Umar Savar, another one holds, Machmas Malachtahu de Karat. He's rushing because he's got a zillion things to do. He's got business deals to sign and he's got other things to do. And that's the reason that he's rushing. Vamina Luhu, I, Rava, said to them, Ana. And I said to Machshavtin Nikeres B'Toch Ma'aseh D'Kolam Lo Pligi. No one would argue about that. If it's Machshavtin Nikeres B'Toch Ma'aseh, it's clear that he knows that it's not. Issue over here is not Machshavtin Nikeres B'Toch Ma'aseh at all. There would be no machlokis. In general, if you have Machshavtin Nikeres B'Toch Ma'aseh, and it's clear that the fellow understands that there's a requirement for the utensil to have Harav Shemesh, according to most Mufarshim, and this is the simple way of reading the Gemara, although we will see afterwards that Rabbeinu Chananel seems to disagree, then in such a case there would be no problem of doing the tefillah during Bein Hashmashos. However, in our case, we have an interesting issue where we're dealing with a very, very particular person, and that produces the machloikis. Kipli, when do we have the machloikis? Going to itmi bepachos mikadasha. It was a person that had contracted tumah from, let's say, a sheretz that is metame. However, the amount of the sheretz was less than the size of a bean. Va'asu l'kamei to rabban, and he came in front of the rabban and l'shluye. He came to ask bepachos mikadasha itmi. He liked, and he consulted whether something that's less than a bean, whether it's gives off tumah or not. Mar Savar. Now this is a beferish mishnah. The fact that someone asks such a shaila means that he doesn't know a beferish mishnah. Halavai, people would even ask shailas like this, unfortunately, today. But in the time of Chazal, this was an indicator that a person did not know the halacha. Epochos mikadosha is not mitame. Marsav midahala gomer, he doesn't know this halacha, Erev Shemesh namilo gomer. Then we have to be afraid that he also doesn't know that Erev Shemesh is necessary as well. And therefore, you can't rely on any other machshavta nikeres mitoich maisav. Umarsav arha, hu delo gomer, ha Erev Shemesh gomer. On the one hand, once he shows that he doesn't know this halacha of Adash, we have to assume that he doesn't know the halacha of Erev Shemesh. Umarsav arha, hu delo gomer, ha Erev Shemesh gomer. Maybe it's only this halacha that he doesn't know, but the halacha of Erev Shemesh, he might still know. In other words, what is the level of lack of knowledge that is going on? We also learned in our Mishnah, Umadbilim migav legav. That line of the Mishnah was a cryptic line. It was not clear exactly what was going on in our Mishnah. Literally, migav legav means from one's friend to the next. What does that mean? Tana Rabbanan, the only way to understand this is to know a Tosefta in Perek Beis. The Tosefta states, Ketza migav legav. What does that mean? Haroitze lasois gito agav kado. Vikado agav gito. What does that mean? Rashi explains, two lines into the wide, that someone whose utensils were tame, and he immersed them in order to do drichas zesim. Drichas zesim means to press olives. And then he decides to turn it into a wine press. So the halach is, he's allowed to make the switch, even though his intention was not to use it as a wine press. And the Mishnah is saying, if for whatever reason he wants to be machmir on himself and say that since his intention was not to immerse it for a wine press, but his intention was to immerse it as an olive press, he could still do that tefillah as well. I said that could be done as well. That's migav levgav. What does it mean? Ketza michabura lechabura. What does it mean? And you're also allowed to do tefillah from one group to the next. If he was supposed to eat the carbon pesach, and then he became tamei, or his utensils became tamei, and he was tovel with the intention to eat the carbon pesach, but now he wants to eat in a different chabura. So there seemed to have been a custom, which is a little bit of a mystery where this custom came from, that they used to do a tevilah again, because when they had undergone the process of tevilah, they were intending to eat with a different chabura. Says our Mishnah, since these are not halachically mandated tevilos, those can be done on Yom Tov. If they're not halachically mandated, so why are they doing it in the first place? And for that matter, then why would we allow them to do it? It creates the wrong impression in terms of what requires tevilah and what does not require tevilah. And why would we have, for that matter, a havamina that it's aser? If the person on Yom Tov, because it appears as if he's doing Tikkun HaAdam, if the person is entirely allowed to do it. It's quoted in the name of the Ra'ah that because on Yom Tov we were noeg special dargas of Tahara, so therefore they used to be makbid even me gitoi ligitoi and me chabura lechabura. That's what's quoted in the name of the Ra'ah. However, when it comes to the case of me chabura lechabura, there, it's even harder to understand why one would have a havamina that such a tefillah would be yasser. Interestingly, the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis has a totally different shot, that the chabura we're discussing is not the case of a chabura's carbon pesach, but someone who had been tovel to eat ma'aser sheni b'tahara, a utensil, to use it for ma'aser sheni b'tahara, and then he decided to use it for truma. And the Gemara in Chagig on Daf Yud Chesam Ebeis has a chumrah that one needs to be tovel from Maaser Sheni to Truma, and that is the case of our sugya. Either way, what we're talking about are tevilos that are not required by basic halacha, and for that reason, it doesn't appear as if you're being mitaken. One more point that I had mentioned earlier that we would get back to. The Rabbeinu Chanano learns when the Gemara says in the second line, "Dekulei Alma lo pligi," he says that everybody agrees that you don't say "machshav ani keres mitoch ma'isav" has significance, and as we don't countenance that. The problem with Rabbeinu Chanano's pshat is it seems to be difficult with the hemshich of the Gemara, even though Rabbeinu Chanano, well, one of the earliest mafarshim, particularly influences the Rambam and others. Nevertheless, Rabbeinu Chanano's pshat is hard to read within the Gemara. Let's Bezer Hashem begin the next Mishnah. This Mishnah is a classic Mishnah. This Mishnah is the famous machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to tradition, it's one of the earliest machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and that is the issue of the mitzvah min HaTorah, where the Torah says, v'samach es yado, that there's a mitzvah for a bailim to lean on the karbon. Can that be done on Yom Tov? The Gemara will explain what that machlokis is. Beis Shammai Yom Mevi'in Shlomim, you could bring a carbon Shlomim, ve'ein somchin aleim, avolo olos, but you can't bring a carbon Ola. The difference between a carbon Shlomim and a carbon Ola is that at the end of the day, the carbon Shlomim will provide Simchas Yontif, will provide Basar, it has Achilas Adam, Rashi explains, and even according to Beis Shammai, that will be acceptable. In contrast to Olos, where it's brought up as entirely a burnt offering, then that's not going to be Mutter on Yontif. There's the other issue of smicha, which we'll get to both of them in our Gemara. Beis Hillel Amr, Bevin Shlam Va'olos Asamcha Lim. Beis Hillel disagrees. Even though there is no Achilas Hedyot, nevertheless, Beis Hillel is not concerned. Rashi alludes to the fact that the Gemara later on is going to tell us that there is an issue between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Acha Sheyoch L'chol Nefesh Hu Levado Ye'osa Lechem, the source of many of the halachos of our Meseches, that ochel nefesh, if it's lachem, is going to be mutter. So here, Beis Shammai is going to say, carbon ol is not acceptable, because he says, we make a drasha, lachem, velo ligvoa. That what's brought ligvoa is not going to be acceptable. We're actually left off with the question, what would Beis Hillel say? Does Beis Hillel deny that drasha? The answer is no. So then why is it that he allows for olos? So the Gemara we're going to have is going to explain that in olas re'iyah, which is the Choves HaRegel, will be acceptable according to Beis Hillel. So let's already see that. Amar Ula Machlekes, Bishalmei Chagiga Lismoch, Va'olas Rila Li Karif. The whole Diyun in our Mishnah is only in regards to Smicha Bai Shalmei Chagiga, that in such a case, Beis Shammai says that one does not do Smicha, even on a Karban, that is a Choves Hayom, that you're supposed to bring on that day, while Beis Hillel disagree and say that on that animal you can do smicha. As well as, the other machlokis is whether one carbon ola is brought on Yontif, only one. And that is the olas chagiga. The shalmei chagiga is what the Gemara in chagiga describes is the shalmei simcha, carbon shlamim, that is a mitzvah simcha to bring. And ola is the olas re'iya, when a person is ola regel, on Yom Tov today, so then, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, he would also bring a carbon ola. The Beis Shammai Savri v'chagosim osel chag l'Hashem. Beis Shammai darshens the pasuk that says in Emor, that we're supposed to celebrate l'Hashem with a chagiga. Chagiga in, the only carbon that's brought is a carbon chagiga. Olas re'iyah lo, and an olas re'iyah is not to be brought. The Beis Hillel Savri, and Beis Hillel says l'Hashem. Called Lashem, anything that's Lashem would be acceptable. That there is a chiyuv Lashem, according to Beis Hillel, as we're about to enumerate. Avon nedarim unedavus d'vayakol ein kreven b'yomtiv. Those karbanos are not part of the enumerated karbanos that are brought. Only those that are Lashem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechayev, that you can bring on yomtiv. And there it doesn't make a difference whether it's a karban shlamim or an ola. So now we have an understanding. Both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that we have a drasha levado. Yeyase lachem, lachem velo ligvoa, tells us, lachem velo ligvoa tells us that you're not allowed to bring stam kachim. However, if at the same time Hashem says that you're chayiv to bring, the Beis Hillel argues, and that includes both a karban shlamim and a karban ola, so then in such a case, then you could bring it on Yom Tov, while Beis Shammai will darshan only a carbon chagiga, something that you're chogeg with, and that means a carbon shlamim, that could be brought on Yontif itself. As you can hear, the noise has abated. I now return to my study in Ramat Beit Shemesh, continuing learning with you, going from Uvalechtecha v'derech to B'shiftecha b'veisecha. V'chein amar Rav Ada bar Rava, Nedar munedavos ain't craven b'yomtov. We also learn the name of Ada bar Rava, that Nedarim and Nedavos are also not brought on Yomtov. In other words, what we had presented in Beis Hillel, Rav Ada bar Rava also had taught. Meisive, the Gemara says, I'll ask you a question. Amar Rav Shimon Lozano, nefgu b'sha Beis Hillel, al ola shein shal Yomtov, she'en yikrov b'yomtov. If it's an ola that's not appropriate to yomtiv, so then in such a case, everybody agrees. In Beis Hillel agrees that's not brought, and a shlamim that's of yomtiv, in Beis Shammai agrees it is brought. Look at what they're arguing. Ola shishal yomtiv, al shlamim sheinu shal yomtiv. They're arguing according to this price about two issues. Number one, an ola of yomtiv, in other words, the olas ruia, al shlamim sheinu shal yomtiv, but and a carbon shlam that's not of yomtiv, she Beis Shammai yom lo yavi. That Beis Hillel holds that you bring such a carbon. So this is a kasha on Ula, because Ula had said that when it comes to Dharma Nedavos, so and Dharma Nedavos definitely include Shlamim as well. A person could dedicate to carbon Shlamim, and yet nevertheless the Brisa says that this is the issue in the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. However, Ula taught us that Beis Hillel says that an Shlamim of Dharma Nedavos is not brought. Answers the Gemara of Yosef Omer, Tanoi, Shaklis me'alma, will you not find a Tana that agrees with Ula? Tanoihi, this is a machlokis tanoim. In other words, Ula was presenting, you're right, according to one side, but on the other hand, clearly Yosef argues, Ula also has a source. The science we learn, Rabbi Shalom, Abba Machasyant, Beshamir, Samech Leim, Erev Yantav Shochlin, Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Samech Leim, Beyomtif, Veshochdin, Beyomtif. Aval, could use the Gemara. On your Tesla base, Nidar Nidar is direct call in Krain Biyamtiv. So it's a machloikis tanoim. What was Shita Space Hillel? Did Beis Hillel allow Shlomim of Nidar Nidar to be brought? And our Ula said that he did not. Can you use Gemara second line on top of your Tesla base? Vahani tanoi kahani tanoi. And this is true, that's a machloikis tanoim. Is also another issue to sign you we learn in Meseches Psachim, a brisa aim if you entitled the Bechad Hamatzis. Ooh, in Yonah the Yomim. The halacha is that you're not allowed to bring a carbon Toda on Pesach, Mipnei Chomet Sheba. The carbon Toda, of course, had the mitzvah of Achalas Lechem Chomets, that a carbon Toda had many loaves of bread that came with it, different loaves of different types of wheat, to be more precise. 10 of them were made out of Chomets. Some of them were wafers, but this also included Chomets. And therefore, it's not brought on carbon on Pesach because of the chametz. V'loy ba'atzer is not brought on Shavuos v'nei shu yomtiv. It's also not brought on Shavuos because a toda is nadarim and nadava. Very reminiscent of the above discussion that we had before. So it's not brought on Shavuos because it's considered a shlamim. Avol mevi adam todasa b'chag ha'sukkos. But it could be brought on chag ha'sukkos. Rashi explains that it means b'chalo shel moed. Otherwise, there would be a contradiction between Atzeres and Sukkot. So it must be that means on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, a carbon toda could be brought. Reb Shimon Omer, Harei Omer, B'chag HaMatzah, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkot, Kol Sheba B'chag HaSukkot, Bo B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkot. All the three regalim are directly connected, argues Rabbi Shimon, to the point that if a carbon can't be brought on one of them, then it can't be brought on other them. Kol Shelo Bo B'chag HaMatzah, it can't be brought on Pesach, in a certain way, the Isser Chametz then has implications and impacts as well, Shavuos and Sukkot. Rav Lozer, Rav Shimon Omer, maybe Adam Todasa b'chag Sukkot, v'yotze b'hem yedei chavasu mishum simcha, v'en yotze b'hem mishum chagiga. Rav Lozer, Rav Shimon disagreed with Rabbi Shimon, and he said, maybe Adam Todasa b'chag Sukkot, a person can bring a carbon toda on Chag HaSukkos, v'yotze bo yudei chavasa mishum simcha, that he even could fulfill the mitzvah of simcha, but he can't fulfill the mitzvah of chagiga. And Rashi explains that the reason it does not fulfill the obligation of chagiga, even though Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon says that you could double up and use it for a carbon shlamim of simcha, but it cannot be served as a chagiga, because the rule is that a carbon chagiga has to be brought min hachulin. And since this carbon toda was already designated as a carbon toda, it's from kachim. So that's Xeris HaKasov, that ein chagiga ba elamin hachulin. We put a big period over here. Amar mar. Eime v'yintalda b'chag ha-matzas mipnei hachamitz sheba pshita. That's another pashut. Would anybody ever think that you could bring a carbon with chametz on Pesach? Amar vada breder of Yitzchak v'armel v'shmo baraba hachabar ba asar askin. We're not talking about on Pesach itself. And the issue over here is going to be the following issue, and that is that if you're going to have a small amount of time to eat the chametz, because already by 4 hours into Erev Pesach, there is already an iser of achilas chametz, then that will cause one to bring kachim l'beis hapsul. Happens to be there's a lot of loaves over here. There are 10 loaves. So there's a good chance that some of it's going to be left over. You won't be able to eat it, and then you'll end up burning kachim. That's halacha. If you have kachim that could no longer be eaten, it's burnt in the beis hapsul. V'lo batzeres, and it can't be brought on shvuas v'pnei shu yomtif, because Shuas is a yomtiv, and kasavar nedar mendalas ain't craven be yomtiv. That, as we mentioned above, the opinions that say, even according to Beis Hillel, that other kachim cannot be brought on yomtiv. Aval mevi adam todaso b'chagas sukkos, but you could bring it on sukkos. Amos analyzes the gemara ilay me biyomtiv atzma, a point that Rashi made above on the last narrow line that we emphasized when we read the Gemara. If we were talking about on the Yomtif itself, va'amrit lo batzeres, meishu Yomtif. We just learned you can't do it on Shavuos because it's a Yomtif. Ela b'chalosh moed, but we're talking about chalosh moed. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, harei omer b'chag ha-matz, l'chag ha-shavuos, l'chag ha-sukos, what we learned above, kol sheba b'chag ha-matz, ba b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukos, v'kol shelo ba b'chag ha-matz, ein ba b'chag ha-shavuos, u b'chag ha-sukos. There's a relationship between all of the shalosh regalim, and only those things that could be brought on Pesach could be brought on Shavuos and Sukkos as well. Maskifla Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asked Akasha on the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, Hashta silusei misalsina nedarim unedavos miboy, if the halacha is that you're allowed to cut down trees on Chalamoid, as it says in Mal Katan Rashi points out, your beis on a beis kotzenetz min amachuber, if your intention is to use it for Yom Tov, so that's enough of a tzarech yomtiv. So kachim nedarim nedavos miboy. Is that it going to be a shaila? Amar Abaye answered. By krav kuli amlo pligi shari. The issue is not the offering of the carbon itself. That would be permissible. Ki pligi the mekam aleh b'bal ta'acher. But the issue over here is a totally different issue, and that is the pasuk that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet Amud Beis elaborates on. It's the prohibition of the Torah of lo sa'acher l'shalmo, that one should not. One is not allowed in violation of an Isur D'oraisa if one procrastinates one's chiyuv of bringing a nedarim and nedava. Tanekama Savar, when the Torah says that the Isur is three regalim, as described in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Shalosh regalim am rachman afil shlo kisidron. You calculate it even if it doesn't begin with the first regal, and that is Pesach. In other words, if a person made a neder in the summer, so then Sukkot passes, Pesach passes, and Shavuos passes, then he's already in violation of Baal Ta'acher. Rabbi Shimon Savar Kisidron in Shalok Kisidron Lo. Rabbi Shimon says that if someone makes a neder for the summer, in the summer, so then in such a case, he begins counting only by Pesach. So he has way more than a year to bring his carbon. In other words, it begins the first regal for the calculation of being over Baal Ta'acher, of having three Yom Tovim and not bringing, begins Pesach. So he'll have that Sukkot pass, then Pesach, Shavuos, and the next Sukkot. After that Sukkot, then he's over Baal Ta'acher. Kisidron in, shlo kisidron lo. Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, Omer. Mevi Adam Todasa b'chag ha-Sukkot. That a person could bring his carbon toda during Sukkot. Emas, analyzing more. Ilema b'chalo shemod, if we're talking about Kesach HaLamayit, that's the same position of the Tanakama. Elo b'yomtif, we're talking about that he's going to bring it on yomtif, and he holds, nidarimu nidavos, craven b'yomtif. That one could bring a carbon neder and a carbon nidava on yomtif. Umayishna chag ha-sukos, denakar Rabbi Elazar m'shimin. Then why does he mention sukkos? He could have just as well mentioned every yomtif, aside from, of course, Pesach, which has the issue of bringing the chametz. If he holds that the halacha is nedarim and nedavos, craven b'yomtif. Why did he mention specifically Sukkis. That's consistent with his opinion, says the Gemara, 8 lines from Dan. The Sanya, we learned in Brice, Reb Shimon Oimer, excuse me, Lo Yomer Chag HaSukkos Shabbat Kosu Medaber. Loma Nemar, Loimer, Shezeh Achroin. The reason why the Torah mentions the three regalim, including Sukkis, if we already mentioned B'chag HaMatzos and B'chag HaShavuos, as the Pasuk says, Sholish Pomim Bashanah Yerachol Zechorcha As Pnei Hashem Elokecha B'mokam HaShavchar B'chag HaMatzos B'chag HaShavuos B'chag HaSukkos V'loy Ras Pnei Hashem Reikam. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah learns out from this Pasuk the Isser of Baal Ta'acher. Now, once it says Sholish Pomim and you say Chag HaMatzos B'chag HaShavuos, then you would know that the third is Sukkis. So why is it repeat Chag HaSukkos? So, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's to tell us that it's always the last one. In other words, that the only time you're over Baal Ta'acher is if a Pesach Shavuos and the last one has passed, and that is Sukkis. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Oimer, Loimer, it's coming to tell us something else. Shezeh Goyrim, a different Shita, and that is that as long as one has had one Sukkis passed, you've already been over Baal Ta'acher. This is the position of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Hence, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon emphasizes in this brisa specifically Sukkis to be merames, to hint to something else, and that is that Sukkis is the critical factor in regards to the Isra Baal Ta'acher. Did Sukkis pass or did it not? What comes out then is that Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon is cholek on the Tanakam on two halachas. Number one, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon holds that their craven, Nidarim and Nidavos, are craven biyomtif, where the Tanakhama disagrees, as well as in regards to the halacha of Baal Ta'acher. Bezer Hashem, this concludes Daf Yutes in Maseches Beitza.